triple anxiety threat. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. With anxieties piling on, Dr. Luana Marquez, president of the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, says it's not surprising that this may all be too much for our brains.
We're hearing a lot about this idea of Zoom fatigue and people feeling like they're on all the time. I also think we've lost some of our transition times, right? We usually drove home after work. You know, the brain's another organ. Eventually, it goes, ooh, this is too much.
We no longer have that time in the car or on the train to decompress. Plus, as the world begins to reopen, think about coming out of your isolation and also what you want the world to look like going forward.
You know, even if it's a picnic with social distance, I think seeing somebody is also helpful.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.